Chile has been praised worldwide for its COVID-19 vaccination program. It has vaccinated a higher proportion of its population than all but a few countries. Yet, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, Chile's battle against the pandemic is far from over.
Mauricio Cancino is a doctor on the front line. He works in intensive care. Chile is being engulfed by a second wave of the pandemic. That means IC beds in Cancino's hospital are 100% occupied. It's been like that for more than a month, says Cancino. We know that out of every 10 patients who come into our intensive care unit, 3 are going to die, he says. Cancino works in the Carlos Van Buren Hospital in Chile's port city of Valparaíso. Last month, the hospital made TV headlines when its morgue ran out of space. Bodies were stored in a corridor and in refrigerated trucks. Chile's second wave is much worse than the first because it's hitting pretty much everywhere at the same time. Despite the country's high vaccination rate, IC occupancy is at 95% nationwide. Chile's government's been pushing back by announcing new restrictions, including quarantines, and by placing the entire country under nighttime curfew. Margarita Araya says this is all way too late. Araya is president of a public health workers' union. She says psychological and physical pressures on health workers are huge. When the government opens more IC beds, there aren't enough staff to support them, she says. So what's gone wrong? Lots of things, say Chile's medical professionals. People ignored restrictions in order to work. Youngsters went out partying. Then in January, as Chile's summer holidays began, the government eased pandemic restrictions.
They opened the casinos, they opened the restaurants, they opened the church, and also they decided to open schools.
Claudia Cortes is an infectious disease specialist.
We all raised our voices, and they did not listen to us.
Cortes says Chileans were even allowed to go on holiday to neighboring Brazil, where the pandemic is out of control. Chile's government has been running ads urging people to get vaccinated. So far, about a third of the population have had both shots, mostly of the Chinese-made CoronaVac. This is making a difference, says Dr. Miguel Orion, who's on a scientific board advising Chile's government.
We have seen a clear reduction in ICU occupancy in the over 70s.
Orion says more young, unvaccinated people are winding up in intensive care, fueling the rise in cases. But, he adds,
if you look at the number of deaths, clearly it has not gone at the same rate. It has halved that.
Yet Claudia Cortes, the infectious disease specialist, thinks Chile's government became too complacent about its high-speed vaccination program.
They gave a message that it was like, this is over. Like, we're going to get the vaccines and this is over.
She says people start thinking,
okay, I got one vaccine. I'm almost done. So I stop using the mask. I start going to crowds.
Studies show one dose of CoronaVac offers almost no protection. For Chile's frontline medical staff, frustration and exhaustion are setting in.
Colega, hablemos de nuestras emociones y nuestro trabajo.
Let's talk about what we're feeling, says Dr. Sandra Montedonico in a video message to colleagues.
Somos testigos de la soledad, de la enfermedad y de la muerte.
We're witnessing loneliness, illness, and death, she says. And we're feeling anguish because we don't have the support we need to provide the care Chileans deserve. Philip Reeves, NPR News.